You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
What a horrible decision on our part to start that way.
Wow, yeah.
Like, that was so mean. Like, they turn on this podcast and they hear that heinous noise.
You should have worn headphones.
I'm so sorry. I thought that would be cute. And now I'm like, wait, that was so mean.
That was the first time we did it. We didn't, like, test around.
No, we didn't. Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry about that. Happy New Year. Starting off strong.
2025.
Whoa, that sounds weird.
It does.
Sounds really weird.
Yeah.
But at the same time, 2024 sounds like it was last year. Because
it was. At the same time, I'm still recovering from 2020.
I'm still recovering from 2024 and 2023.
And 2021.
Oh, my.
Remember that one? That was a lot.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
We're not going to talk about the past. We're going to talk about the future. It's a new year.
New beginnings.
We are obviously, if you're watching.
New year, new you.
New year, new everyone.
Yes.
It's, if you're watching, new president. Let's talk about that. that's a great way to start. if you're watching, you'll see we're not in our typical home little studio room. We're also not using our fancy microphones. If you're listening, it sounds a little funky. It's because we're on our tiny little cute microphones. We're in a hotel room. And we are going to a football game, as our children would call it. Football.
Football?
Yeah, we're going to a football game today.
Lions game. Yeah.
We're excited.
Yes, we are excited.
I mean, Eric's a little stressed.
I'm not stressed.
Can I try to explain it based on what you've told me?
I have for 18 hours been explaining to Colleen the implications of this particular football game.
Longer than 18 hours. You've been talking about this for weeks, like what this game means.
Right. So why don't you explain sports to the listener?
First of all, sports is very complicated. Football is like literally so complicated. Like, I have been trying to learn about it for a couple years now, and I'm still.
You don't mean the rules of the game.
The rules are very confusing too.
Okay.
Like the rules, like the basic concept, obviously, is like when it's your turn, you try to get the football over to the touchdown. That's the basic rule. But there's a lot of rules within that. Like, you get four turns to get it past the line. And if you get it past the line, then you get to go past another line.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
See? I know things.
But the playoff structure.
That's confusing. So, okay.
Can comprehend.
We don't have time for me to explain it all because it's that complicated. But, okay. So there's different conventions or something.
Conferences.
There's different conferences they're all the different teams are in different conferences.
No. There's two different conferences, and within those conferences,
there are four total seeds.
Divisions
that become seeds.
Yes. And the first seed in that division
is not decided yet, except for the Chiefs is a first seed, right?
Yes, a lot of them are, but they get a home playoff game.
So there's two conferences, four divisions, four seeds.
Yeah, checks out.
And then the seeds become flowers and blossom like a beautiful bloom to try to get to the Super Bowl in the playoffs.
Right.
The four seeds are the ones who play to get to the Super Bowl. And then wait, so only four teams play to go to the Super Bowl?
No. Where did you go? You came to that logic on your own.
The four top seeds compete in the playoffs.
Have home field advantage in the first round of the playoffs.
How many teams How many teams play in the playoffs?
16.
Then what's this four seeds business?
14.
So there's 16 seeds?
No, there's four first place winners in each conference. And the best record of those four seeds gets a first round bye. They don't have to play, but the other three play the three wild card teams, which are the three teams with the best records, but they didn't win their divisions. Now, for the first time in history, the Lions have the greatest record they've ever had.
Wait, hold
history.
On. I have to stop you because I know that I asked a question and you're just answering it, but please let the expert speak on this matter.
Yes, okay. Well, where are we at with this game today?
So this game today, we are at the 49ers versus the Lions game.
Uh-huh.
And we went to a 49ers Lions game last year, but it was in the playoffs. This year is not in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was the NFC Championship.
This is
game.
The Lions' second to last game before the playoffs. They have one more game after this, and it's against the Vikings. And the Vikings and the Lions are currently tied in their seed ranking. They both have won 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. Oh, the Vikings have won 14?
They won yesterday.
So we've won 13.
Yes.
So if we win today, we'll be tied. If we lose today, then we're not the number one seed.
No, it would just mean we'd have to. It means the same thing either way.
No, because we play them next.
Yeah, but it means the same thing either way, because then their record, we would have to beat them next week.
Yeah,
we have to beat them next week, no matter what.
Yeah, but we're not going to beat them as far as a record because
if we lose today. If we lose today.
And yes, I said we because I am the Lions.
They'd be 14-2, and we'd be 13-3, right? But if we beat them next week, we'd be 14-3, and they'd be 14-3. And we'd have the tiebreaker because we beat them twice.
So wait, right now we're 13-2.
Yes.
And they're 14-3.
Two.
So if we win today, then we win because we're 14-2.
We would have an identical record to them because they're 14-2 and we're 13-2. Because they've already played this week because they played yesterday and we're playing on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
I say we because I'm on the team.
Anyway, like I was saying, sorry he keeps interrupting. I'm trying to teach him about this.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, so this game is important for no reason. But it was going to be important if the Vikings had lost yesterday.
On the drive up, we were listening to the Vikings game because it meant that this game, the Lions could clinch not only their division, but the number one seed in the NFC. But no help from the Packers. Vikings win.
Why do they call it a seed?
So, I don't know. Because it's playoff seeding. I don't know. It's just the word.
Like a seed, like you're going to plant a little flower?
No, you know how words can have different meanings.
Yeah, I know, but Colleen. Why that one? Why seed? It's just like so interesting to me. Because seed, the word seed that has to do with a flower certainly became before the football term seed.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder why they call it a seed.
I don't know.
Because when you first started telling me about it, I thought you were saying seat. Like it's their seat in the ranking, which that made sense to me. But a seed, I don't understand the word that they use for all sports. They use that for all sports and basketball too and baseball and all those things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very common word.
This game today now, the only importance really that it has is they have to decide if, since this game kind of doesn't matter as far as their ranking goes, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So today, the game doesn't matter as far as ranking or where their seeding is.
Uh-huh.
But they lost to the 49ers last year, and so they want like to win to beat them. But the 49ers are not going to the playoffs, but so they're not as good of a team. This year, I'm not coming for 49ers. They beat us last time, so like they're a great team. They're very good. I'm not trying to come for you 49ers fans because I'm sure that's all great. I think everyone's great. But they have to win it, but they also can't use their best players because they don't want to get hurt, because if they injure their best players, then they might not win next week against the Vikings, who are also a very good team. And if they don't win against the Vikings, they'll go down to the fifth seed, which is so embarrassing.
Well, it's not embarrassing. It just means you don't have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
And you don't get a week off. So who's the number one seeds for all the other ones? The Chiefs?
Chiefs. There's just them, yeah.
What about the other ones?
Well, they're the only ones that get the week off.
Huh? I thought there's four top seeds.
They are, but I thought you were asking about the one seed in the other conference.
I thought there was multiple. Oh, I'm very confused now. So only two? Sorry, guys. I'm genuinely trying to understand this.
Uh-huh.
There's
you
only
know
two
what the first
top
other
people.
I thought there was teams.
I thought there was four.
You want to know what all the other first place teams are?
No, I thought there was four different. There's two conferences, but there's four
divisions.
Clubs.
Yeah.
Divisions. So the top of those four divisions gets to a week off, right?
No, only the number one seed gets a week off.
Only one number one seed of each division.
Of each conference. Only one team from each conference.
So what's the point of a division?
I'm going to throw up.
But I don't get it then, because like, why do they split up the conferences into four divisions if they only are talking about conferences? So the Chiefs won for the other conference, and they were hoping the Lions win for our conference. But then what are the divisions? How do they split those?
What team? What?
Well, you said there's four divisions.
We talked about this at the beginning. There's four divisions. There's two conferences, and within each of those, there are four divisions of four teams each, right?
So there's eight divisions total because there's two conferences. Oh, my God. The math
and
y'all have to do to play this game.
And they bracket it down through the playoff seeding to get to the Super Bowl. It's the winner of the AFC conference plays the winner of the NFC conference in the Super Bowl.
So what the hell is a division?
What's the
point of it?
To win your division so you get...
So we won our division then.
No.
What?
No.
I thought...
We didn't. We did last year. That's why we had a home playoff game, but we're deciding. We don't know yet. That's why.
So my question
essentially,
is, who
this
won
game today,
the other divisions?
That was your question?
Yes. Who's the other number ones in the divisions?
Oh, you want to know all the other teams?
Yeah,
that
all
are
the
first
other
place,
ones.
But then you just started saying
divisions,
nonsense
of the divisions. Yeah.
Do you want me to, off the top of my head? Yeah, the Chiefs won theirs. The Bills.
The Bills? Are we the only ones not decided?
No, there's others like that's not completely locked up. The Rams, the Bucks.
The Rams won?
The Eagles.
So there's a lot of them. There's going to be eight total top of the divisions. But that doesn't mean anything if you're the top of your division, I guess.
It means you get a home playoff game.
Every question you're asking now, I've already answered.
You
said there's only two that win the conferences, and now you're saying that they all can win one. Mm. I don't get it.
What do you mean? What? No, I didn't say there was only two that can win one, but they all can win one.
You just said that there was one conference winner of each conference.
Yes, and those are the teams that ends up playing in the Super Bowl. So there's playoffs, there's the wild card round, then the divisional round, then the NFC Championship game, then the Super Bowl. And so you go from having those.
But there's only two number one seeds.
Yes.
Okay, that's where I was confused. I thought there was a number one seed of each division.
But I've said at least five times in this conversation that is the case.
I'm genuinely trying to understand. I'm sorry, it's really complicated. But yay football. Sorry, I just spent too long trying to explain that. But I'm really genuinely trying. This is
right. Yeah,
I didn't
realize it would be explaining it. The whole concept of the idea of the game and playoffs again, but essentially just means that when we got the tickets, it looked like this is the NFC rematch and this is going to be this huge, big, important game. And on the drive here, we're like, oh wow, this could mean that they win the division and the number one seed, and we get to be there for it. But then on the drive up, we found out this game literally affects nothing playoff wise. It might morale wise or momentum wise or revenge wise, but number one thing is you don't want to hurt your players in a game that doesn't really affect your playoff implications.
Yeah. So why don't they cancel the game if it's...
Sports podcast.
Why don't they cancel it if it has no point?
Because people like you and I have booked hotels and driven up and bought tickets for the show.
Sorry if that was... Okay, but just imagine it this way, y'all.
For entertainment purposes.
You know how people say things like, how would you explain this to someone... you know, 100 years ago, this thing that, you know, whatever it is. How would you explain this to an alien?
Yeah.
That's what it's like explaining football to me. But I'm truly, genuinely trying to get it. Like, and I do understand the basic rules of the game. And like today at the game, I will know what's going on.
Yeah,
and I will have fun.
You'll cheer louder than me,
I'm sure. But the seating and the conferences and all the different rules that happen for the competition to get to the Super Bowl, that part is like so weird.
Well, it does get pretty complicated here because it's like, well, who's going to get which seed and whatever. And I was trying to explain to you that the Lions could be the first team ever with 14 wins and not be a, you know.
That doesn't seem like that makes sense, and it doesn't seem very fair.
It doesn't seem fair, but that's the way the NFL does it. Whoever wins their division gets first place.
Okay. Anyway,
Happy
New Year. Should we cut all of that?
That was one way to overvalue. I'm sorry. If I seem frustrated with you, it's just like, I don't know how to do it anymore. We've explained this thing so many times.
I really am trying. This is not weaponized incompetence here. This is genuine. Like, this is actually me trying to be a supportive partner and trying really hard to understand.
I know.
But it is going to be fun. And I will have so much fun today.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a podcast in a minute. We took a week off. And then we also.
Well, it was Christmas.
Well, we did have Christmas.
What was your favorite Christmas present you got?
Probably.
Can I say mine?
So many options. Sure.
Kind of a honeymoon.
I know.
We're gonna.
This is what I've heard.
Five years deep, something like that.
How many years have we been married?
Don't know.
I don't know. But we have not had a honeymoon yet. I was very pregnant when we got married, and so we're like, we'll do it when he's a little bit older, and then.
You got pregnant again.
Well, no, COVID happened.
Yeah.
We were gonna go, and COVID happened, and we were kind of like, let's do a big because our wedding was so tiny, it was just us in my living room.
Yeah.
So then it was like, let's do, have all of our friends come out. And we'll just have a big party, not like a wedding, but just like a party. And then we'll go on a honeymoon. And we were talking about doing that. And then COVID hit that year that we were hoping to do that. And then I got pregnant.
Anyways, we're going to Alaska.
Sorry, too much information I gave.
No.
That's the hope. And the plan is Alaska.
Yeah.
So, that was one of the gifts I got for Eric. It was a little surprise.
I was very surprised.
Got you good.
Yep.
But Alaska was the place we both have always wanted to go to Alaska, and his parents lived in Alaska for a while, and it's one place that I've never been.
I've never been.
So we get to experience it for the first time together, And
so if anybody has any recs,
yeah,
for Alaska, we gotta do our research.
I've already been doing research, and I'm very excited. It's gonna be super, super fun.
Yes.
But my favorite gift was probably, I just like watching people open the gifts that I give.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite thing. Like, I was really excited and nervous to give you your gift. I gave him photos of his parents when they were living in Alaska. Like, I framed old photos of his parents in Alaska and gave him a book on Alaska.
Those are the greatest
pictures
ever. The
flight to Alaska. And then I got my mom a gift to go to Moonstone Beach with me on a little mommy daughter trip. And I was excited to give her that. But I can't think of anything I got that I was like super like, this is my favorite gift ever. Like, they're all like on par, like they're all pretty good gifts.
Cool.
But I liked, oh, but I do have to talk to you about one of the gifts that blew my mind. So if I had, like, the first thing that's coming to my mind is my sister gave me her skincare routine, which is like really fancy and nice. And I'm excited. I haven't started it yet, but I'm excited to do that. And also a mouse, like a new mouse for my computer. Those are really nice gifts I was really excited about. But, Eric gave me this one gift that I was so confused by. And I think I really am an alien because it seemed as though I was the only person who didn't know what he was talking about.
Is that what you're talking about?
Cups. He gave me these red cups that said Coca-Cola on the side of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cups. Oh, interesting. Red cups. Like, I'm guessing because I like Coca-Cola, he got me these cups that say Coca-Cola. Okay, that's nice. These are cool plastic cups. And I was like, thanks. And he was like, do you know what those are? And I was like, they're cups. And he was like, yeah, but do you know what they're from? I was like, no. And he said, they're from Pizza Hut. And I said, huh? What are you talking about? And he's like, you know, Pizza Hut, when you go in to the restaurant and you sit down, like, those are the cups you get.
Fine dining, yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? Pizza Hut is a delivery pizza place only. Like, you can't go sit down in a Pizza Hut. I had never heard
I don't
of
know
that
they're still around, but that was like a big part of my childhood. Like, after, like, you know, soccer, we would all, the coach would take us all to Pizza Hut kind of a thing. You know,
I had never heard of it.
And the stained glass chandeliers and like the red booths and like
this sounds so fancy.
The salad bar like right in the middle.
That sounds so fancy. I've never been to that. I've never.
And
I didn't
know
that.
You would get to self serve fountain soda in those red plastic cups that say Coca-Cola.
I thought Pizza Hut was just like a place, one of the places you deliver from, like Domino's, Pizza Hut. You know,
yeah, I guess like
John's,
Domino's, like you can't go into a Domino's.
Little Caesars. Yeah, like you don't go into those places. You just order from, you can go in to pick it up, you know, but there's not like tables and chairs and like restaurant.
Yeah.
Like Pizza Hut to me was on par with Domino's or like Little Caesars.
No,
it's just
Pizza Hut's like a full-on restaurant.
I didn't know it was like a fancy place.
Super fancy.
So
to
that
me, it was, very
was
fancy
shocking to me. And I thought, what is he talking about? This is not a common experience. He must have had one random fancy Pizza Hut in his hometown. But then to my family, I was like, look at, what is he talking about, this Pizza Hut thing? And everyone's like, yeah, obviously, Pizza Hut's fancy.
Was there not one where you grew up?
We had Pizza Hut growing up, but it wasn't that I can remember. I don't remember a fancy one. I just remember you could order from there. But maybe there was, and I just never went in it. But I had never heard of that. So anyway, that was a mind-blowing discovery for me. I'd never heard of that before.
Honeymoon to Alaska cups.
Well, no.
Even Stevens.
I also got you, excuse my yawn, a Jim Gaffigan shirt. So if
that
we ever go to
really
Jim Gaffigan,
stupid.
You could wear your shirt to see
you're like,
him.
You know, like the podcast. Blah, blah, blah. That was real dumb.
That's funny.
It was funny, yeah. But like now I have this like Jim Gaffigan shirt for like an inside for no reason.
What do you mean for no reason? It was funny for a joke. I also had another thing that I didn't end up wrapping it. I was so behind schedule on wrapping and I was so overwhelmed and sleep deprived. But I still have waiting to be wrapped. Do you want to know one of your presents?
Oh, that you hadn't given me yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was for the podcast, too. I was kind of hoping
Christmas
to give it to you.
2 weeks ago.
I know.
A week
it
ago.
Wasn't 2 weeks ago. But first of all, okay. I have been saving something, and I wanted to give it to you on this episode, not realizing we were going to be recording it in a hotel room, so I didn't bring it because it's a big gift.
Okay.
I've been saving up for you. How much you are so annoying.
The suspense, no, just like, what? Sorry, I'm screaming.
I have been saving every single empty box I have found in the pantry.
Idiot.
And I was going to wrap them all.
Why is that my fault? We have children that go in and take the last bar and leave them. It's not all me.
I might throw up.
It's not all. I know I do that occasionally, but I also take them out and break them down sometimes too. It's not all me.
I could actually throw
it's
up.
Our,
probably.
It's our little kids' hands reaching and grabbing.
You're blaming
bar and
your own
down.
Children yes, for something you've been doing since before we had kids.
Yeah, I'm letting the kids take the blame.
Well, you shouldn't because you do it.
All right.
But I was going to wrap them all because someone had suggested in the comments that I wrap them all and give them to you for Christmas. So that was the plan. And then I never ended up wrapping them because it would have taken so much wrapping paper. But I still have all the boxes waiting.
That would have been funnier than the Jim Gaffigan shirt if you just wrapped a bunch
of
empty pantry boxes.
I know, but I didn't want to wrap them all individually because it would have taken for so long. It would have wasted a lot of paper and bows.
That would have been the only way to make the joke work.
Well, no, because it'd be old after the first one. Anyway. That's what I wanted to do, but instead, honeymoon to Alaska, I guess.
That's funny, love.
I'm a funny person.
Funny. You're a comedian.
Who needs to relax for you this week, love?
I wanted to talk about something. I don't know. I just thought it was so wild that our son Flint said to me. Is that okay?
Yeah.
He said to me in this very cocky way, with a smirk on his face, "Daddy, did you know I have a phone in my brain?"
Oh, I love this comment. Yes, he says.
And I can think about anything I want, and I can remember things. And I was like, oh, I didn't know how to respond. I was like, oh, is that, you mean like your thoughts and feelings, like in your brain? He's like, no, it's a phone in there. And I wanted to, I just thought it was like so up your alley because you always talk about the way you visualize things or see things, like how I see a calendar in my mind and how I see this, and like, do I think about this in a straight line or a circle? Like, and then our son's answer at 6 years old now is that there's a phone in there.
I have a very good what's the word?
I just loved it.
Not description, or reasoning behind why I think he said this. Because he said it to me too, and he was like, he said, he's a mom, I need to tell you a secret.
Yeah, he was secretive, but like it was like a cocky secret.
So I think, and I know that I'm probably going to be proven wrong about this very soon, but just because I'm a mom and I think my children are the most brilliant, perfect things that have ever existed, and every mom thinks their kids that, I think he has photographic memory. And I think that he watches things and sees things on phones or on TV, you know, whatever he watches.
Yeah, he remembers things.
And so he remembers things in pictures. And so he sees them in his mind, like how I see things. I don't just like, you know how when you read a book, you don't hear a voice. You just like, you just are reading things and it doesn't make any sense to me. I literally visualize and see things in my mind. And I think he does too. And so the only thing he can relate to that is like watching something on a screen where he can watch it on a screen in his mind. And the reason I think this is because, one, that makes sense. But two, when we are flying to Connecticut, I got him this little like game book for kids that had like dot to dot pictures and mazes and drawing games. And one of the games was like, look at everything on this page and then turn the page and we're going to ask you some questions. And it was like a dinner plate. And it was kind of complicated. It was like there was a lot of stuff on this dinner plate. And we turned the page and I asked questions like, what color was, the yogurt or what? I don't know, like whatever the questions were. How many meatballs were on the spaghetti? And what did the bread on the plate have seeds or not? Flynn did this thing that like blew my mind, because I couldn't remember half the things. And the question came up, like, how many meatballs were on the spaghetti on the plate? He goes, hold on, turned his head towards the window of the plane, closed his eyes, and then with his finger up by his, like, up in the sky kind of, he pointed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He pointed to the location of where they were sitting on the spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Like, and he did it in the design with his finger of where they literally, because I went and checked after. Where he pointed was quite literally where
that's
they were
wild.
On the plate. So he closed his eyes and could see what he had just seen.
Yeah, I've seen him do things like this before.
Right. And so I think that's what he means by that.
Maybe, yeah.
And I think that's so cool.
I think it's like a test they do for like, if you want to be like an FBI agent. Like, you like, you know, open a door, look in the room, and then they close the door. Okay, tell me where everything is in the room.
I feel like I've heard that before.
But yeah, the way he's like, yeah, I have a phone in my brain. It was so
he's
wonderful.
So cool. He's the best.
And yeah, I was like, I don't know. What about that needs to relax? Like, maybe it's like.
How dumb we are compared to him.
Well, because, you know, phone use, it scares me.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with phone use for him, I think, because he doesn't use phones. But I think that every once in a while we'll show him something on our phone or whatever.
Can I ask one more thing? Because you were talking about beauty routines.
I was?
Yeah, you said you got beauty.
Yes.
And it made me think of something. I just went down in the elevator here at the hotel, and I almost was asphyxiated by it because there was these two women in there. Like, whatever perfume they were wearing was so intense, and there was, like, so much of it that, like, the oxygen in the elevator no longer became oxygen. It was only their perfume. And, like, my throat started to burn, and I was, like, choking. I'm like, how do they go about their days like this? But I feel like you've talked about smells and things that you're buying for yourself or something, like wanting a perfume. And I feel like I could smell better generally, but, like, I don't like strong I don't think I've worn cologne or anything like that in my life, you know, since junior high, maybe for like a year. But I wonder if, like, if that's something people are doing and, like, you would think is nice, and what those kinds would be.
I have no idea. I don't know.
I wore cologne, would you be like, oh, that smells nice?
If it smelled nice, I would. If it smelled bad, I wouldn't. But if it smelled nice, I would.
Is there a thing? Or is there like a or is it not called cologne?
Them.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Or is there like a body spray?
There must be. I mean,
because there was one of your friends, like, who was a guy, and you were like, oh, you smell good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Today, is there like a line? There's a line to cross there? These women in the elevator, but is there something beyond?
You know,
deodorant
that
would make you want to be closer to me?
Oh, that's very cute.
It would be attractive to you.
We can
and just smell nice in general.
We can both do that. Do you want me to? Is this your sweet way of telling me that I stink?
No. This is self-reflective. I just think, like, we're around a lot of smells in our house with the kids.
That's
you know what
sure.
I mean? And also, if you know how to clean a washing machine. You know, there's a lot of funk going on.
I know
on.
How to clean a washing machine. I've been cleaning it. We need a new washing machine.
There's a lot of funk, and I'm like, do people like daily just like put on like a and like
yes,
but it's not like a oh my god, you know what I mean, like, oh, this can't get in, this Uber driver is wearing so much, or like there's like these women in the elevator, you know what I mean, like.
Well, I always grew up thinking perfume was stinky and gross because I only knew of it as like something that old ladies wore, and it was too much and it was stinky, you know?
But you don't wear perfume, but sometimes you do now?
I don't. Sometimes I'll wear like Ariana Grande's perfume. Sometimes I'll spritz like a body mist, like a vanilla kind of body mist or...
And I like that.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I don't think you smell bad. Then you need it, but I notice when you do it, I'm like, oh, that's different, you know?
Well, if it's ever something, I would never get offended, by the way, if you ever smelled a spritz on me and you were like, this one's nice, or this one, maybe not again. I think I would never be like, what? Like, I'd be like, oh, okay. And I wouldn't do it again, because actually what happens is sometimes I'll spray something. Like, I have a few different things I've tried since I went to Paris, which I'll get to, but, I have tried a few different kind of like spritzes and perfumes and whatnot. And then if no one says anything all day, I'm like, oh, that one must have smelled really bad.
Oh, because you need a compliment.
No, I don't need a compliment. It's that whenever I smell someone that smells nice, I do go like, oh my gosh, you smell really good.
I'm like that with jackets. If I get like a new jacket.
You tell them
jacket
smells
no,
good?
No, if I get a new jacket or something like that, and like wear it around, and like no one is ever like, oh, that's a cool jacket. Like, I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, that jacket, I guess.
Yes.
Sucks.
Literally.
Yeah,
like,
so I get what you're saying there.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out which smells work or don't work. So I kind of stopped trying out stuff because no one was saying anything. So I took that as people must be like, ugh, she stinks. So I kind of stopped trying stuff out. But the reason I started it at all was because I went to Paris in May with Teeny to see Taylor Swift. And when I was walking around, everyone, well, maybe not everyone, but most people smelled, like, everywhere I walked, I was like, oh my God, everyone smells so good. Like, there's so much perfume. Like, everyone was wearing perfume. And normally I would think that would be my nightmare. Like, I would get headaches from the smell of perfume and, like, gag. Like, I don't like the smell of perfumes normally here when I smell them in the States. But in Paris, everyone smelled expensive and like floral. And oh my God, I loved it. I was like, I want to know what everyone is wearing, and I want to smell like that. Like, it just smelled so good. I never smelled anyone with perfume. I'd smelled other things that were not good. But the perfumes I smelled with people walking past me was like, I wanted to turn around and follow them. Like, that's how good people smelled. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I want to smell good. And so whenever a friend is wearing a perfume that I think smells good, I ask what it is. I'm like, what is that? And I like try to look it up and try to go like find it. But I don't know what smells good and I don't know what doesn't. So you guys tell us what we should try.
Yeah, I guess this is me. I didn't know if you knew, but yeah, if you don't.
I don't know.
If they know. But yeah, because I feel like this is something people are doing. Cause like our babysitter, like I know she must, right? Cause she's like,
yeah, she does.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, I know when she's there because like there's a very specific.
One of the ones that she wears, I like was like, what is that? I need it. And I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she actually got me a new one for Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
So yeah, I don't know.
But I don't think everybody does. But is everybody doing this? I don't know.
I don't think everyone's doing it. I think people do it if they want to and they don't if they don't. But like.
But we're around so much funk that
it
I'm
might
like,
be fun.
It might be nice to have like a. For a special occasion, sir. I don't know.
It
like
might be fun. It might be fun for us to try this out and like try stuff out and
yeah.
be like, is this a repeat or no? And we can ask.
Dudes, what are you, what's your.
What's a go-to?
I mean, because when I was in junior high, it was like Drakkar Noir and like maybe like for people had like Versace or like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had a
Michael
cologne.
Jordan?
And everyone had the Michael Jordan cologne.
That's so funny.
But yeah, it was kind of just that.
Yeah, I guess I don't really wear perfume except for Ariana's. I wear like body mist, you know, which like I feel like that smell lasts about 20 seconds. But
maybe, yeah.
In high school for me, it was like Love Spell from Victoria's Secret. That's what everybody wore. Does anyone know Love Spell? It was like if I'm positive, if I showed you that scent, you'd uh-huh. be like, whoa, I'm in high school. Like you would think of every girl you ever knew in high school.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what it was. And it was it a Bath and Body Works thing or was it? But yeah, they all used the same thing mm-hmm. when I was in high school.
Yeah, Bath and Body Works. And there's like another one too. I don't know. I just remember Love Spell. But yeah, tell us what you guys.
What are people doing now?
What smells good? And we can try them out. And there'll be no judgment here. We can go, hey, that doesn't smell the best or that smells great.
We'll just do an episode where we try them out.
We can't try them all out. It was just a freak. But you know what I thought about yesterday on the drive up here? On the drive, they're kind of on the way, but not really on the way.
The car smelled.
There was a Sonic.
There was?
Yes.
Why did you say anything?
Because by the time we got near it, it was really dark outside and cold, and we had just driven through, like, we had just escaped death. Like, no joke. Like, we had barely, slimly escaped our fate.
Horrible driving conditions.
Like,
last night.
It was so foggy. It was, you could not see in front of you.
On the
it was
worst,
so dangerous.
On the worst road. In the history to be trapped in the most intense fog, it was very dangerous.
Like high up on mountain tops.
Top of a mountain.
Direct, like 90 degree.
Two lane highway, no divider, no guardrails, top of the mountain, 55 mile an hour speed limit, and you couldn't see past the hood of your car.
It was terrifying.
Afterwards, Colleen was like, you were doing Jinx burps because you were so nervous.
There's a documentary called The Jinx where he burps a lot when he's like
to be guilty.
But he was like involuntarily belching.
My heart was,
like,
I was full fight or flight.
It was really bad. And we were both trying to pretend like we weren't freaked out for the other person. Like I was like, no, it's okay. What can I do
to
help you?
When it first started happening, you were on your phone and blasting Ariana Grande. And I'm realizing that I'm near death and can't see anything. And even when you put brights on, you couldn't see anything. There's no markers. There's no street lights.
So
just the top. And just knowing it was like a 2,000-foot drop on either side of us with no guardrail. There's people behind me. People are pulling over, like panicking because they can't.
But even then,
just pulling over.
You couldn't really pull. Like there were only a
few
spots
dangerous.
To pull off because there was a
mountain.
Dead drop. Like so you couldn't even really see if there was a safe place to pull off the road to, and you didn't want to pull off to wait anyway because we were near the coast and it was foggy and that lasts all night. Like
it
that
was,
doesn't
yeah,
burn
off
till the sun comes up usually. So like what are you gonna do?
When was it
gonna
get easier? I don't
it
know.
It was only gonna get worse as the night went on. So like and the sun had just set. So I knew the fog was just gonna get worse and we just needed to get away from the coast. And so like there was no it was so scary. But anyway, we had just gone through that. And then I was like, okay, there's a Sonic nearby. It's pitch black. We almost just died. I don't think now's the time to do a podcast.
Yeah.
So we didn't go.
This is another crazy thing that made me think of that question before. I read an article about an actress. She's doing a Broadway show. And she's working with a woman who like designs perfumes. And she wanted a specific perfume designed for her to play this character because it like helped her create the character, you know, and be the character when she was on stage with a bespoke designed perfume. Wild.
If you had to like pick a scent that like you think matched your personality, like what, like for, like if I had to describe like what things I think I would think would go with you.
Yeah.
That's hard. Like wood.
Yeah, like wood. Nice woody.
Woody, earthy, but not like musky.
Not like patchouli.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a clean woods, like a clean.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
I don't know. Mine would be chaotic. I just feel like.
New car.
Mine would be new car.
New car scent, no.
I don't know. Because the scents that I like aren't scents I'd want to wear. Like gasoline.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies. I don't know where
I think
these
things. If you went to like a bespoke perfume designer, I feel like those would be things to say for you. Gasoline, chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
Make a perfume that smells like that. Notes of those items.
New books. Like these aren't things I want to smell like.
Not that you have. You don't have new books. Just like.
No.
I like the smell of them. You like the smell of them? I get it.
I don't know what my
bookstores
smell.
Smell good.
What scent would you like me to wear? Would you think would smell good or match my personality? I guess.
You just listed off a bunch of the things.
Like a florally fruity or like a.
Well, when I think of you, I think and smells.
Oh no. I think of
Dove deodorant.
Oh yeah,
that you've only used this one specific deodorant.
It's the only one
since
that works
I've
on me.
Ever known you? It's the only one that works.
Nothing else will last the whole time. Like literally, no. I've tried so many deodorants. The Native deodorants, which is not sponsored, but I really like the smell of those, and they'd work for like half the day on me.
Yeah.
But like ever since I had kids, like. No deodorant can withstand me. Like all of them just like go disappear off of me and I immediately stink.
I totally understand that. Yeah, I keep trying to find like a natural one that lasts. So that specific deodorant and this one shampoo that you have, that like fancy shampoo. Mm-hmm. Like what well, is
how Oribe or Oribe
is how I
Oribe. And I also use Hoy, again, not sponsored, but I just really like that company. I like their products. Those are the two shampoos. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, this is
you don't know what I just was telling you what you smell like.
I'm saying what I would wear as a perfume, like what scents.
Oh yeah, I don't know. That's what they're gonna tell us.
Okay, you tell us.
And then we're gonna try them all.
Okay.
And one big long.
No, we're not. That would be horrible.
Podcast episode.
Oh my God! No trigger warning with that.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about something that I think needs to relax. And then we can get ready for this football game. But I didn't get to do that. I know, but I didn't get to say mine yet.
I don't want
to
miss kickoff.
And you better relate to this. I know you're very distracted and stressed about the football game. The kickoff is in 4 hours, so you're fine.
You have to get there early.
But I need you to try to relate on this one.
Okay.
You have to. So this is my relax.
Yes.
This is so random. I don't know what made me think of it, but... When you go to someone else's house, like a friend's house, or like if I go to like let's say we go to your parents' house, or if you're, you know, just anywhere that's not your home, but you have a best friend there or your husband or boyfriend or whatever, and you casually mention like, oh, I'm kind of thirsty, or like cookies sound good right now, or you just kind of casually mention something, or like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom, or something like that to your friend or your partner or whatever, and then they go, oh, okay. Hey, mom, Colleen said she's thirsty. Can you get her? That, please tell me you remember this from like high school days. Like you go to your buddy and you'd be like, hey, I'm kind of hungry. Do you have a snack? And they go, hey, mom, Eric's hungry. Can you get him a snack? Like, oh my God, I could actually die like of embarrassment. It's the worst feeling. Do you not know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, you're put in a bad position there.
Because you're telling your friend because you don't want to inconvenience
the mom,
parents,
but then...
And you think your buddy will just like go get you a snack or tell you where they are, but then it sounds like you went to your friend and was like, tell your mom to get me
right,
a snack.
Right, you become a burden.
Oh my God.
You become a liability. Yeah,
has happened...
That happens to you?
It's happened at your house.
What? I did that?
Yes, but not rudely.
What was it?
I don't remember. There's been a few times, like little things like...
Wait, this was about me?
No, it wasn't about you.
Oh, okay.
It was. I saw something online about it and I was like, okay. Oh my God, I hate when that happens. And when it happens at your house, it's not a big deal, but I'm like immediately like, I can't even think of an example now, but like, you know, like, I can't even think of a specific example. Colleen doesn't like blank, like fill in the blank, like, oh, Colleen doesn't eat something, you know, something she's making or something like, and I can't remember specific examples, I'm sorry, but like, Colleen doesn't eat that. And I'm like, no, don't say that. Like, I'll eat anything when I'm at your parents' house. Like, I don't tell them that. I don't want them to feel bad that they cook something that I wouldn't eat or, you know,
well,
like
I feel
that.
Like, there's a comfort level there where I know they wouldn't feel bad. But if like, yeah, because my dad would like cook for us a lot when he visits. And I feel like I would be like, oh, Colleen doesn't like that. He wouldn't be like offended.
I know, but it's just my own
personal thing. Yeah, it makes you.
Or like if it's late at night and I'm hungry, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. And I'm thinking about ordering food. And you're like, hey, mom, Colleen's kind of hungry. Is there any food she can get? Oh, my God. No, don't ask her that.
I didn't do that.
Like, I think little things like that have happened there. But I wasn't talking about you. I was talking more about the experience.
Like
no, I'm talking about in high school.
A confrontation.
No. It seems more, like.
I don't know that I had that.
You didn't have that experience?
Friend. No, all my.
Oh my God.
All my friends' moms were very different, but they all, yeah.
You never, oh my God, it's the most, maybe that's just a me thing then. I don't know, but like, let me know.
I know what you're talking about.
And I wasn't talking about you and your situation because I know that's a me thing and your parents are the sweetest and would do anything for us. And like, it had nothing to do with you and your family. It had to do with remembering in high school going to a friend's house. And being like, hey, I'm kind of thirsty. Where's the water? Hey, mom, Colleen said she's thirsty.
Right.
She needs water. Yeah. Or like, Colleen said she's hungry. I'm like, no, don't. Oh, my God. Like, it was like the worst feeling.
Yeah, well, I had generalized anxiety and was shy.
God.
So, yeah, that definitely affected me when that happened. But I can't think of any particular
times. I was thinking about that and I was like, this must be a universal feeling.
I think so. Yeah.
It must be. But maybe it's not as much as I thought.
Well, people pleaser thing too, right? You never want to put anybody
right.
Out.
Like I don't want to.
But you also don't want to like just like be at your friend's house and be, like start making yourself a sandwich, you know?
Well, of course not. But I've never even thinking. It's just like little things. So it's like you think your friend will be like, "Oh, I got you. I'll go get it." You know, it's not like it's a secretive thing, but it's just like your friend doesn't. I'm not asking your parents for a reason. I'm not going to go up to your parents and be like, "Hey, can I have this?" I'm asking you because I trust you and we're friends,
them.
And I don't want to imposition them. I don't know them yet. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know what made me think of that. I can't remember what exactly it was, but our anxieties are very different.
I would bet that you saw a TikTok about that.
Probably.
That's why you're thinking
that. Probably. Yeah. I don't know. Our anxieties are very different though. You and me.
Uh-huh.
Don't you agree? Cause like little things, cause we both have anxiety, but it just sits very differently within us. Like Eric was watching the new season of the Squid Games and I couldn't.
It's called Squid Game.
Whatever. A Squid Game.
Yeah,
it's a great show and everyone loves it. And he always like pokes fun at me for watching like reality TV or like kind of just fluffy trash television. It's like the kind of stuff that I like to watch. And it's because I can't watch stressful things because
I like stressful
shows
and movies. Yeah.
But like he was watching Squid Game last night and I was riveted. And the storyline, the plot line, and like the acting, everything is so good. But I noticed, like, I told him prior, I was like, I can't really watch it.
You were visibly stressed. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I can't watch these shows because, and he was like, it's like, these are like the best shows in the world. You never even want to watch these types of shows that are like everyone loves. I'm like, and I tried to explain, like, it's because my anxiety, like, won't let me. Like, last season of Squid Game, I watched some of it, but I'd have to fast forward through most of the show just to get to the end to know what happened because I didn't like the suspense of like what's going to happen and like whatever. It stressed me out so bad. And so last night he was watching, I was like, okay, maybe I can try to watch it. I'm riveted, but I noticed my stomach was in, like, I felt like it was creating ulcers in my stomach with how much stress and anxiety
gosh.
I felt. And I was picking up on my skin and my mind was racing and I was getting like, I felt like I was going to cry. That's how anxious I was watching Squid Game. And I was like,
what an endorsement for that show.
I was like, but it's any show that is not stupid fluffy. Like if it's any show with any sort of suspense or mystery or like, or anything, I cannot handle it. Like I literally am so sensitive to that kind of stuff. Like my life is already so stressful and I'm so jumpy as it is that like, I want to add more of that that I don't need.
If you have like TV time for yourself at night, you're not going to watch something that just stressed you out. I get that.
So I couldn't watch it, even though I loved it. I thought it was great acting. I loved the storyline. I loved the whole, and I wanted to know what happened. I was like, I have to walk away from this. I was like, I'm going to go sit over here and edit and keep watching. I literally cannot watch the show. It's making me so anxious. And you were so confused. You were like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You didn't understand that. But our anxieties are just so different. Because you get anxious about other things that I would never get anxious about.
Mm-hmm. There's certain like movies that make me like really anxious that like...
What? Horror movies? No, you like those.
Sometimes, yeah. Like movies with like I'm thinking, trying to think of like Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah,
that stresses me out. Those kinds of things.
So you know what? I think the most stressful
Magnolia
thing is
too.
About
Paul
that
Thomas Anderson.
Movie is the score.
Yeah, the scoring that he does, because it's the same for like Magnolia and.
The score of that film is like.
Crazy.
Oh my god. Yeah. I
think
like
what they did with
that
movie in particular is like, if you haven't seen it, it's Adam Sandler is the lead. It's a PTA movie from, I don't know, 15 years ago. But the score, like the character has like panic attacks. And I feel like the score was meant to like mimic and reinforce panic
whoever
attacks.
Whoever did it is incredible.
And it really works.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to it, but whoever orchestrated that like is a genius. Because it really is, that is how they feel.
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling. Yeah. well, on that note, Happy New Year. I think Eric really wants to get ready for this game.
I do. What's your New Year's resolution going to be?
I don't do those.
Okay.
What's yours?
Just be better.
That's a good resolution. In general, or
get
is anything?
Get in the best shape of my life.
Nice. Okay. So.
Spend more individual time with each child.
That's a good one.
Like child dates.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I like that.
My dad used to do this thing with me called chips and soda, where he would take me to this one specific kind of cool, it was a mom and pop convenience store kind of thing, and I would get a bag of chips and a soda.
Oh, nice.
And he called it chips and soda.
That's
awesome.
But
it was like how he could spend time.
You should start doing that
just me
with
and
the
him
kids. But they don't drink soda.
Without my siblings.
You do chips and juice?
I do. I try to. I want to do more. Was something.
I like that there's like enjoy a thing that like stuck, like a name for it that like stuck with you though. That's cute.
Yeah.
You should do chips and juice. Our kids don't even really like juice, though.
No, too bubbly. Too sparkly.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. What are your New Year's resolutions if you do them? What perfumes?
What are your scents?
Should we try? And I don't remember the other questions we asked.
And
but
hopefully you now understand the NFL playoff implications, because Colleen explained it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for listening, guys.
Happy New Year.
Bye.